We're continuing the Shir on Likutei Halachos, Yoredeya, Chelek Beis, Hilchos Nedarim Ushvois, Halacha Beis. Paragraph Gimel, Nimtza. So we see from what we've learned so far, She'inyin Nedarim hu shemekasher hadovor lahachiyas elikus, that the concept of a vow is connecting that object that you're vowing about to a spiritual life, shehu bechinas haTorah haNe'elemes, which we're referring to as the hidden Torah, sheNe'elam bechol dover, which is hidden in every single object. Again, there was hidden there was Torah in that chair, but the Torah wasn't obvious until I suddenly said, "I hereby make a vow that I'm going to sit in this chair now for an hour." Suddenly, boom! That chair is taking an active role in the Torah. You know. Hainu, Shemegale Madahavasosim. He's revealing that which was hidden. Shemegale Shegam Shom Nelam Oyer Godol. He's revealing that even in that physical object, there is hidden a great light. Bechinas HaTorah HaNe'elemes. This Torah that's hidden there. Vazai Nasim Izadover Bechinas Torah. And now that item becomes a part of the Torah, meaning the Hainu Shiesh Boy Mitzvah Vavera. That suddenly became one of the commandments of the Torah. I suddenly added a 614th commandment to the Torah by my vow, whether it was a mitzvah or Vavera. In other words, whether I said that I'm going to do something or I'm not going to do something, you know, whatever I said, and then exactly how I respond. Because once I made a vow that I'm going to sit in that chair for 30 minutes, I'm obligated al pi Torah to fulfill that. I have a mitzvah doraisa to fulfill it. The mitzvah fulfill keeping my word, my neder. And I am forbidden to go against what I vowed. Nimsa shenase Torah u'mitzvah meze hadavar. So I suddenly created Torah and mitzvah from that object, which until I made that statement, that aspect of Torah and mitzvah did not exist. Shemetchilo lo yehoyaboy shum mitzvah v'avera. Before I made that neder, there was no mitzvah or avera issue in whether I would sit in that chair or not sit in that chair. Now I created Torah through the neder that I verbalized. And again, by doing this, I revealed a hidden potential that was in that item. I'm revealing the hidden Torah that was hidden in that object. This is the whole concept of neder on a spiritual level, that it's revealing, it's tapping into that hidden Torah and revealing it. And as we learned earlier, that hidden Torah is what sustains the world during Bittul Torah, when Torah is not being studied, or meaning at the time that the person is being noyeg pshitus, super simple. He's sleeping, he's using the bathroom, he's eating, you know, he's not actually learning Torah. Okay, this was neder. Rav Nosson Zal had said when we started today that he's going to discuss nedarim and shvuas, which are two different bechinas. So far we discussed neder. Ushvuois, what about shvua? We find in the Gemara and in the Shulchan Aruch, there's many differences, very important halachic differences between neder and shvua. And on a spiritual level, we're going to see also there's differences between them. Ushvua, zehu habechina hashnia. Shvua is the second type of Torah, the second type of spiritual existence. Hainu ki be'emes ikur kiyum ho'olam hu rak al yedei ha'toyro shekiblu Yisrael. The fact is, the truth is, that the main thing that keeps the world going is the Torah that the Jewish people received on Har Sinai. The whole book, do this, don't do that, say this, don't say that. she'al yodo nimshach hashefa v'achius l'chol advorim sheboilam kanam. It's via the Torah that Hashem is mashpia life into the entire world, into the entire existence. V'zeh b'chinas shvua. And the Torah, the revealed Torah, as we're going to see soon, that corresponds to shvua. Ki shvua, the Gemara throughout Masechna Nedorim and Shvuas uses the expression that we are mushboim va'im de mehar Sinai. We all swore to Hashem. We were sworn in on Har Sinai to be members of Hashem's Jewish nation and to comply with the Torah. That was called a swearing in ceremony. It's shvua. That's the term that's used regarding Hashem giving the Torah to Bnei Israel, revealing the Torah. Ki shvua hu bechinas klolius haTorah, because shvua, the term shvua, represents the entire Torah. One reason is what I just said, because we all swore to fulfill the entire Torah. We made a shvua that we committed ourselves to the entire Torah. Shehi klula mishivas yemei abinyan. We know that the Torah is a composite of the 7 days of creation, which correspond to the 7 spheroids, Chesed, Gevura, Teferes. There's a pasuk, a famous pasuk, which is Chatzva Amudeho Shiva. Hashem carved out her 7 pillars, the 7 pillars. And this refers to the 7 chumashim, the 7 books of the Torah. Most of us are usually familiar with 5 chumashim, but Chumash Bamidbar is split into 3. You have that small section in Parshas Baloisach, I think it is, which is surrounded by the 2 upside-down nuns, Vayhi ben Soyorin, that portion, which is considered a separate book, in a sense. So that Bamidbar is 3 chumashim, and then you have Bereishis, Shmois, Vayikra, and Dvorim, which are another 4, give you 7. So the Torah corresponds to the 7 Yemei HaBinyan, Shezeu Bechinas Shavua. That's the term Shavua, Loshen Shiva. Shavua is associated with the word Shiva, 7. So again, Shavua refers to the Torah. Ki bechinas haTorah hanelemes bechinas neder hu lemala mishivas yibin kedua. Now he's switching lanes for a minute. Don't lose your place. Now Rav Nosson Zal goes back to neder for a minute, because neder is not 7. Neder is number 8. Neder is upstairs. Neder is bina, which is called olam haba, which is the Torah neelemes, the hidden Torah. We're told that Torah Nelemes, we said Neder is Nun Dor, the 50th level, which is Bina, which is above the 7. Aval haTorah haMesura biYodeinu, whereas the Torah that was given to us, which was revealed to us on Har Sinai, he bechinas Shvua. That aspect of the Torah, the revealed Torah, corresponds to Shavua. Bechinas Shiva Kanal corresponds to the 7 lower spheroids, which are the revealed spheroids in the physical world. V'ikar kiyum ha'olam b'shleimus hu rak al yedei haTorah. And the main thing that keeps the world alive, usually, regularly, normally, is the Torah. Dahainu al yedei esek haTorah v'amitzvos, which means learning Torah and fulfilling the mitzvahs. None of this hidden stuff. The real thing, learning Torah and actually fulfilling the mitzvahs of the Torah. She'al yodom nimshach hashefa v'achius l'chol advarim sheboilam. That's how we usually draw shefa and life into everything in the world. V'alkein, and therefore, kishehodom oimer loshen shvua. When a Jew issues a shvua, he verbalizes a shvua, v'oiser atzmoy aleze dovor, and he makes himself forbidden onto a certain item. We're going to learn, Rav Nosson Zal is going to explain, quote soon, that one of the differences between neder and shvua, neder is on a cheftza, neder goes on the object, shvua goes on the person. So when a person makes a shvua, v'oiser atzmoy al eze dovor, and he declares himself forbidden to a certain item. I am forbidden to partake from that bottle of wine. Neder is, the bottle of wine is forbidden to me. Neder is on the cheftza, shvu is on the gavra. So when a person makes a shvua, nasa mizeh dovar gam kein toira. He's also making toira out of the item. Ki yesh beyodoi zeh hakoyach, because a human being has that power. Me'achar sheho odom hu mamshich chiyus hatoira lechol advorim shaboylam. Because it's human beings who are the ones who draw the life of the Torah into every item in this world. When a Jew makes a bracha on something, he's putting the light of the Torah on that item. When a Jew makes something, truma, meiser, whatever he does, when a Jew sews a garment and he's careful not to put wool and linen together in it, he's making Torah. He's being mamshich, the chiyus of Torah, into every item. Alkein yesh biyodoi koyach lasos mikol hadvorim Torah. Therefore, a Jew has the ability to make Torah from everything in this world. Dahainu sheyesh biyodoi koyach lahamshich hachius l'shom beretzayin. Meaning, the Jew has the ability to draw spiritual life, to pump spiritual life into anything in this world, however he wants. Im lechiyuv, whether the Jew decides to obligate himself to do a certain thing, I make a shvua that I'm going to drink 3 cups of water every day, or sheyeh mechuyav la'asoysoy, that I should be obligated to do something, im lehepach, or the opposite. Al yidei shemazkir l'shoin shvua, by the Jew using a term which the Gemara describes as shvua, and the Gemara gives all the different examples of how you make a shvua. When a Jew says one of those words that's a shvua, shehu bechinas klolius ha-Torah, and we said shvua is something that represents the entire Torah, shvua, shiva, shemishom kol hadvar mekablam chiyus, which is where everything draws its life from. Everything draws its life from Torah. And therefore, when a Jew mentions those words, the words of a shvua, le'sar latzmei zedover, to forbid upon himself a certain thing, oy lechayev atzmei bedover, or to obligate himself regarding a certain item, harehu mamshich chiyus ha-Torah l'sham bebchinazu. He's drawing the spiritual life of Torah into that. In this form, in this manner, dahainu shiyanimshach hachius shel haTorah lo'osei hadavar lemitzvah oy lehefech, that the spiritual life of the Torah should be pumped into that item now, whether it be in a positive way or a negative way, whether he declares that he's going to do something or not going to do something. Dahainu lasois sheloy lasois. And therefore, again, this is another way of making Torah out of everything in this world. We learned before about neder, that neder is a way of activating channel A, which was the hidden Torah, the Torah ne'elemes, bina. Now we're saying that when a person makes a shvua, he's activating the revealed Torah, and he's pumping revealed Torah, the light life of revealed Torah, into the item. V'yesh boi mitzvah v'aveira al yedei shehim shechiyus ha-Torah l'sham. And there, now he's created a mitzvah or an aveira, you know, through the chiyus of the Torah that he associated with that item, with his connection to that item now. B'bechina zu, kifi shvuasoi, based on his shvua, hein oilav, whether his shvua was a yay or a nay, whether his shvua was I'm going to do X or I'm not going to do X. A little confusing? Don't worry. Stay tuned.